Redskins win 4 in a row, overtime kicked by Forbath. There's plenty of heroes to go around. First and foremost, condition of Robert Griffin III.
I just talked to him. You know, his knee's quite sore. How serious it is, I really don't know. They're going to take some x-rays right now, but they'll get an MRI later on tonight at the hospital. He told me he felt stiff, but didn't feel like it was an ACL or anything like that. He's had an ACL before. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed.
He talked about, you had some conversation on the sidelines when you were going into overtime, like he wanted to come back in?
Well, the first time, you know, he was adamant to go back in. He said, hey, I'm okay, I just need a little break. And Kirk went in and threw a pass, and, you know, he was out there. So I said, well, let's see what he can do. And, you know, as I watched him, I could tell the second time he went down that there was something wrong. And I think what happened is the knee locked up. And so when I called a timeout, I said, no, you're not going back in. And he wanted to. You could tell he said, just give me a couple minutes. But, you know, he's a fighter. He's a warrior. He wanted to get back in there. Hopefully everything's okay because, you know, he did a heck of a job. And anyway, just keep our fingers crossed.
Coach, you make the decision to make Banks inactive today, and then you get a huge punt return from Crawford.
Yeah, he really did. You know, he returned punts the whole game. And one of the things he did a great job of, you know, during preseason, when he caught the ball, he turned it upfield right away. And he may not get you the home run, you know, the 60-yard touchdown run, but he's going to get you 10, 15, 20 yards. He did that today. You know, he made a couple guys miss, turned up the field in a couple scenarios, punt returns, and that last one obviously was a big one.
What can you say about Kirk Cousins? I mean, to engineer the game-tying drive under that type of pressure, cold, rainy day, didn't get a chance to warm up. I mean, what can you say about him?
Yeah, I can't. You know, he did the same thing in preseason. You know, he handled himself well when he did get his opportunity earlier in the season. You could tell that, you know, didn't faze him. But, you know, it's really hard on a second-team quarterback or a third-team quarterback when you got to prepare like you do, and the chances are you're not going to get in the football game. But when you do, you can tell, you can appreciate how prepared he was.
A little bit slower quarterback draw for the two-point conversion, wasn't it?
yeah, a little bit. But, you know, he's a fighter. He's a warrior. I knew he was going to get in, and we got the right defense and the right coverage. And when I saw him, you know, take his time to take that 2-3-step drop, and he was patient in there. Really happy, obviously, that he got it in there, but it didn't surprise me.
Got to feel good about your kicker. I mean, he is cold-blooded. He has not missed as a Redskin, and now he wins one for you in overtime.
Well, that's what you're hoping for, giving a guy an opportunity. We didn't know what he could do. He took advantage of his opportunities when he was at Tampa. Didn't get an opportunity in Dallas because, you know, he got hurt early. And, you know, he's taking advantage of the opportunity here. That's, you know, you love a guy that takes care of it, and he comes through in the clutch. And he's always cool, calm, and collected. You just don't know how a guy's going to react under pressure, and he's done a great job.
This was a heck of a defense you played, wasn't it, Coach?
It is, and where they really step up is in that red zone. You know, they may give you a few yards, but, you know, they're a veteran group that knows what's going on. And, you know, I was really pleased with our whole football team because it took everybody for how many minutes, whatever it was, to, you know, finally sneak out a win.
You better send Cousins a copy of Cool Hand Luke, okay?
I will. I'm going to have to send our whole football team because they're trying to kill me.
Congratulations, Coach Anahan.
All right, thanks, sir.
Kurt, this has to feel good for you, and I know the most important thing is for you that the Redskins have now won 4 straight.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just trying to get the win and then get to the playoffs, and we still got 3 big ones left, but hopefully Robert can get healthy here, and if not, I got to be ready to go, as always, and it definitely is exciting this time of year when you have a chance to make it to the playoffs.
You never know when you're going to get the opportunity, do you?
You never know, Sonny, and you got to be ready. And it's tough to be ready, especially after sitting in the cold for 3 quarters. But that's our job as backups, and we got to be ready when called upon. Your window of opportunity in the NFL is so small, you got to make the most of it. And hopefully I was able to do that today, but we'll see what's coming forward.
Quarterback draw call for the 2-point conversion.
Yeah, it was a run-pass option. If they gave me the look to run it, I'd run it. If they gave me the look to throw it, I'd throw it. And they gave me a look to run it, but credit the offensive line, the running back for getting up and getting me the hole, because I'm not that fast, so the hole had to be there for me to score.
Tell us about the touchdown that you got in the closing seconds there. That was the big play.
It was. It was a bit of a broken play off schedule, and Pierre did a great job uncovering on his route, giving me a chance to get a completion, and we made it work.
You got some big stones, man, coming off the bench like that. Very well done.
Well, you know, it was one play at a time, and I never tried to do too much like I did in the Falcons game. I tried to do too much, and so I tried to stay within myself and just let the 10 guys around me make plays, and that's what they did.
All right, Kai Forbath, what's it feel like to win a game in overtime for the Washington Redskins?
It's more than I ever could have expected. Still kind of hasn't hit me yet, but I'm sure it'll sink in, and we'll get back to work, and it's just a huge win for us.
You miss any in practice?
I do, actually. Too many. But I say I get them out of the way in practice.
That's good.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind as you knew after the punt return by Richard Crawford, you were already in field goal range after he made that punt return?
Yeah, they just want to, you know, secure it a little more and get a little closer. But it was just, you know, a great kick return that set it up, or punt return, sorry. And, I mean, they made my job easy. I mean, great snap, great hold, great protection. I mean, 30-something yard. I don't even know what it was yet, so.
Do you have a preference of which hash mark?
No.
Because it looked like they tried to run it to the left there the play before.
Yeah, no. I don't care. I mean, if it's windy, maybe, but it's we had pretty good conditions tonight or today.
Congratulations, Kai. A big kick, big win for the Skins.
Thank you. It was.
All right, Ryan Kerrigan, you guys battle into overtime, and what a dramatic win for the Redskins. How does this team feel right now?
This feels great. I mean, it was, you know, they pretty much dominated throughout most of the game, especially we didn't play that well defensively throughout the first half and then gave up some yardage in the second half. But to be able to pull this one out when a lot of things didn't go our way is pretty special.
No sacks in the first half, but it seemed to me you started blitzing in the second half and they weren't ready for it.
Well, the key to that was we were able to get better stops on first down and limit their yardage on first down to put them in third and long situations. And I think that really helped us out because throughout the first half they were gaining 8-9 yards on first down, and that gave them a lot more flexibility in their play calling.
How's this guy to your right playing right now?
Unbelievable. I mean, he got the trifecta today. I mean, sack, force, fumble, and recovery all in one play. It's pretty awesome.
We appreciate your time, Ryan.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Here's Rob Jackson. I ask you the same question I ask Ryan. How do you feel? How big of a win? Big drama today, and you guys got a W, and you're above 500.
It feels good. It feels good. First overtime game of the season, and we came out with a victory. You know, we're playing for each other. We're coming together, and it feels good, you know, to be in this situation.
Seemed like in the first half, you couldn't get any pressure on him. He had time to throw the ball, stood in the pocket. Second half, it all turned around.
Yeah, I feel like we took their best shot in the first half. You know, we came out in the second half, knew what we had to do, knew what to expect, and we executed.
Guys have built momentum. Now it's two on the road for this football team. Can you kind of feel something special happening here?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Like I said, everybody's out there playing for each other. You know, we're looking in each other's eyes. There's something there. There's chemistry there that I haven't felt since I've been here with the Skins. So, I mean, stay tuned. Sky's the limit, I feel like, for this team.
I would have to think everybody in the locker room has some concern about number 10 as well right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, he's the heart and soul of the offense. He makes it go. But, I mean, there's a lot of confidence in Kirk Cousins. I feel like he can pull it out. He can win. We can win with him. And, you know, we're going to hold up our end on the defense.
Your game's really improved, Rob. You're Thanks. Doing a great job. Thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Richard Crawford, you get the start today, but tell us about that punt return that really put the team in position to win the game. Tell us about it.
First and foremost, I need to score. The monkey kind of jumped on my back, but I have to credit my teammates for blocking, you know, and I want to really credit Brandon Banks, too. He was on the sideline helping me with everything I need to do. That's a good teammate right there, so I appreciate Brandon and my teammates.
It looked like you might have run out of gas. You saw the punter standing there. What was going through your mind at that point?
That when I fell on the ground, I got tackled by the punter. I wanted to kick the ball. I was kind of upset. But, you know, I'm just glad that we won. You know, anything to do to get the win, that's all I was happy about.
You're going to hear it from your teammates about running out of gas. You know that.
Yeah, especially since I'm a 4-4 guy. But didn't look like it there. But, I mean, yeah, I'm going to hear it, you know. But
describe the feeling in the locker room for the Redskins right now. Obviously, a big win for the football team.
I mean, we're trying to go to the playoffs, so, you know, just keeps our playoff hopes alive. And, you know, I feel like we're going to go, and we keep finding a way to win. That's all you got to do. Got three more ways to win like that, but 1 week at a time. So Cleveland next week, and that's all we're going to worry about.
Great job, Richard. Congratulations.